You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I... Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm Reverend Ray. Today's broadcast is Friday Night Joy. And we're going to talk a little bit about God is a promise keeper, and we're coming from a place that we have started almost a month ago, and we're going to talk about this song that is called Waymaker, and we did the Waymaker. We talked about Waymaker, we talked about Miracle Worker. Now today we're going to talk about the Promise Keeper. I just want to make sure that I have sound and everything is working according to plan. Amen. But so glad to be here with you. I'm excited about what God is going to do. I believe that this is the word for all of us at this time. And sound like I'm trying to lose my voice. I don't know what that's about. But we're going to move on and everything. And before we get started, I want to remind you about His Abounding Grace Ministry, Nestor Williams, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall, every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is at 7 p.m. It's the first, the second, and the fourth Friday of the month at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Charity with Pastor Paul Morgan. Amen. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I mock the broadcast as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Amen. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover with the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. Pastors Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, and Cleophas. And Elston is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart. Did I say that? I think I said that. Matters of the Heart Singing Ministry. Amen. It's every third Friday. Amen. It's a whole host of us. Amen. Like a panel of people. Amen. That's at 7 p.m. Spiritual Nuggets of Truth is the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Okay. So that would do it for our announcements. Again, we're glad to have you in-house. We are excited about what God is going to do with it. Let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we come today first to give you thanks for your many blessings and your grace and your mercy and the things that you are doing in our life. We come and present ourselves to you, God, just as you have called us for such a time as this, Lord Jesus, to present to the people, God, we pray, God, that you will come and have your mighty way. We submit ourselves under the authority of you, Lord Jesus, for truly there is none like you in all the earth. We worship you in spirit and truth. We pray, God, that the words of today, not because Ray Rose are doing it or anyone are doing anything, God, but it will begin to prick the hearts of men and women, God, that somebody may cry out, what must I do to be saved? We're praying today, God, that you will break down strongholds and you'll tear down strongholds and cause the enemy to flee from us, God. We pray that you will give us strength in warfare, that we're going through spiritual warfare. We pray to continue grace and mercy upon us, that when we fall down, that we can get back up again because of you, Jesus. We are grateful for all that you are doing in our life. We give this prayer to you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Again, this is Friday Night Joy on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. My name is Reverend Ray. Amen. And we're going to continue on as God is. Amen. God is, you know, he's my way maker. He's my miracle worker. He's my promise keeper. He's my light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about miracle work, him being a miracle worker. We gave all the different scriptures that he performed miracles and everything. And we talked about from the Old Testament to the New Testament, amen, the different miracles that God is always performing. From the beginning of the time, even in our life, God is always performing miracles. And we, before that, we talked about him being a way maker. I'm a witness of God being a way maker. And some of you are too, that God made a way out of nowhere. And so all we had to do is to remain focused and have a little faith. The size of a mustard seed, Jesus said, to be able to move mountains. So today, we're going to get into, amen, praise God, we're going to get into him being a promise keeper. You know, and when I think about him being a promise keeper, I think about him being a covenant keeper, making covenants with us. You know, even before time, that there was going to be a way of redemption. Even in the days of Adam and Eve, and when the fall of man, there was a promise that was made. You know, there was a plan that was put into action for us to be able to come back into right relationship with him, and that was through his son Jesus Christ. So we are grateful today because God has done and is doing exactly what he said he would do and stuff. It was a long process, you know, before Jesus came in on the scene, and it's been a long process since the Christ died on the cross and returned back to the Father. But we know that he's coming back one day. We know that he's going to keep that promise one day, that he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Without spot or wrinkle, that we know that for a fact that he's coming back for us, because you know, he said he would. He said that he will be with us, you know, always. So we know that he's coming back for us, and we wait in anticipation for the coming of the Lord. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. So we know that he's a promise keeper. I'm not going to be before you long. It's going to be somewhat brief today. I don't know why my voice is going out, but it's okay. We're going to go ahead and go forward with what we got. And first scripture I'm coming from is Exodus chapter 12, verse 25. And it says that, and it shall come to pass when you be come to the land which the Lord will give you. Moses beginning to talk to the people of Israel, people of God. Now he's telling them certain things. He's giving them instruction. He said, and it shall come to pass when you be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. Okay? That you shall keep it. And it shall come to pass when your children say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, which passes over the house of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered them, delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head in worship. What service he talking about? Talking about the Passover. He's talking about putting the door that was on the blood, putting the blood on the door post and everything, so that whoever was inside the house was safe. But if they went outside of their house, they wasn't safe. And whoever did not have the door on the blood, the sprinkle of the blood on the doorpost, was their firstborn was taken out. And there was a lot of Egyptians taken, firstborns taken out that day. So it was a promise that God had made. He wanted them, and he wanted us to remember those things, you know, because he kept his promise that he was going to deliver his children out of Egypt, no matter what Pharaoh did or Pharaoh said, and no matter what other tricks he could pull off and stuff. God was determined to keep his promise. His word would not return unto him void. So it was going to go forward, man. It was going to go forward. In Deuteronomy chapters 1, verses 6 to 11, said, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places high there unto in the plain and in the hills and the vale and in the south and by the seaside and the land of the Canaanites. You know, he's giving them instructions again, and to Lebanon and to the great river, the river Euphrates. And behold, I have set the land before you, go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. And the Lord your God has multiplied you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of the heaven for the multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you. And bless you as he has promised you. He's telling them to go through and possess the land. The land that God promised you is for your taking. Don't worry about who's there. Don't worry about the giants. Don't worry about who come up against it. It is your promise. He is a promise keeper. He is a promise keeper. In Joshua chapter 23, it says that, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as he have done until this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you the great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you until this day. One man of you 1,000 for the Lord your God. He it is that fighteth for you as he had promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourself, that ye love the Lord your God. He said, one man should chase a battle. God has promised you, you know, those things. He's promised you the land of milk and honey. He's promised you that, you know, the ministry that's being birthed in you. He's promised you that you will bear good fruit. He's promised you that his son would come and die up on the cross like he did. There's a promise, y'all, for us. You know, there's a promise, you know, that for you and me. He is a promise keeper. He is a promise keeper. In Psalms 105, it says, verse 23, it says, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of the Ham. And he increased the people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen, and they showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He shed darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their water and their waters into blood. He slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came divers different sorts of flies and mice and all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees and brake the trees of their coasts. He spake, and the locusts came and the caterpillars, and that without number. And he did eat up all the herbs that is in the land and devoured the fruit of the ground. He smote also all the firstborn of the land and the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. Amen. He said, he spread a cloud for the covering and a fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, his children with gladness. And he gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Keep his laws. Praise he the Lord. God did all of that to keep his promise. And even now, here there in 2022, God is still keeping his promise. What the enemy meant for evil for you, that God is already turning around for your good. But it's not only turning around for your good, but he's also turning around for your families and your sons and your daughters and your great-grandchildren and everything. He's already turning around. He's already beginning to show them more excellent way, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's doing that for his namesake. As the world continue to turn and evil begin to show more of its evil face. When sin abound, grace abound even more. So no matter what is going on in the war, in the world today, no matter how many wars and rumors of wars and how many pestilence and how many whatever, God is still God and he keeps his promise. No matter what you may be facing, no matter what you may be down one day and up the next, God will keep his promise. No matter how you may feel about your job, no matter how you may feel about yourself, loathing, it may not feel like that you're worthy of anything. It may not feel like that you are godly enough, or may not feel like that you pray enough or fast enough or read to word, or may not even feel anything and stuff like that. But to have a desire to seek after the things of God, God will keep his promise. And his promise, his promise, okay? He cannot go back on his word, no matter the days that might come, no matter if the earth shakes and trembles, no matter what falls from the sky, God will keep his promise, and he can't go back on his promise, okay? He cannot go back on his promise. When I just read from you in Psalms chapter 105, verses 23-45, really express all the history in a short way of what the Israelites would have to go through. God brought them through all of that. You know, there was some that didn't make it. Just like here in 22, there were some of us that didn't make it. There's going to be some that are disobedient. There's going to be some that are going to be fall by the wayside. There's going to be some, but for those faithful few, you know, they keep on believing and trusting in God. God would not go back on his promise. He is a promise keeper. You know, he said he will lead us to all that. He will guide us. Those who will lead us and he will guide us. God would not go back on his promise. We don't have to worry about tomorrow because we know who holds tomorrow. We don't have to worry about what they do next to our enemy because he has made our enemy our footstool. God will keep his promise. Amen. He will keep his promise. We don't have to worry about this. In Luke chapter 1, verses 7 through 8, it says, "And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we be delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear." God is not short on his promise, that we should serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. "And thou child shall be called unto the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, and by the remission of the sins, through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high have visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the ways of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, and was in the desert till the days of showing to the Israel, talking about John the Baptist. But God was not short in his promise, okay? But that same thing applies to us. That God is not short of his promise. He has given us light in the midst of our darkness. Yes, he did. Yes, he has. He has given us life. He's placed a new song in our heart. He's given us a new name that even they said that the angels don't know about yet and stuff like that. Jesus has already overcome the world so that we may be overcome anything and everything that we come in contact with. All we got to do is continue to trust him and to believe in him, and believe him and to trust him, and to have the faith in him and the love of him, and because his promise is always with us. His promise is always in the 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1. It says, "This second epistle, beloved, I ran right unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the ways of remembrance." Remember, Peter sounds like, I want to stir your mind up, because I know that sometimes we forget some things. I want to stir you up to bring things back to your remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, that the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there should come in the last days scoffers and walkers after their own lust. And you can see all of that going on now. People don't believe or trust God like they used to. They say that God is not real and he's a fantasy. They come up with all different, now they call it God and her. And they put labels on them and all these different things. And all this stuff that is going on at the same time. They are involved. They have become more worldly than ever. And this is taking place not only in the world, but it also is taking place in the church. And some of them are scoffers. They have a lot of education. They got umpteen doctor's degree, and they dispute the Bible because the way it was written and say it doesn't really say that. And they twist the word of God around for their own benefit to show others how much intellect or how smart they really are and everything like that. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power, their words, their eye, amen. And so the norm that they just come in the last day scoffers and walking after their own lust. Oh, lust is not just dealing with sex and you know, man, but lust deals with all the greed and dealing with I want this and I want that. You know, lust dealing with their own flesh, things that pleases their own flesh. It could be anywhere from money to food, to anything, y'all, that please their own flesh, whatever it may be, power or being liked or being in a place where that you want people to treat you a certain way because you have a bishop or you have a DR, a doctor in front of your name, or you're an apostle or whatever, or a prophet and stuff like that, but you're in your own lust and your own flesh to get the glory that you don't belong to you anyway and everything. You know, all this is going on, okay? And in verse 4 says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep and all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation, for they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. 6 says, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved to the fire against the day of judgment and perdition. Perdition of ungodly men. But verse 8 said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and also in the works they are in shall be burned. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of parent need to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, y'all, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelt righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Promise. There's a promise that has yet to come to us that know the Lord. There's a promise that we shall all, every eye shall behold him. There's a promise that we shall behold his glory. There's a promise that we will stand before God. There's a promise that we shall see him, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in all his glory. There's a promise, y'all, of a home not made with the hands of man, but a hand made in glory. There is a promise. There's a promise that we will receive our just reward, you know, not because of our do's and our don't, but because we remain faithful over a few things, then we become ruler over the many. There's a promise for us, and our task is to keep the promise, hold on to the promise, regardless of promise keepers, to hold on to the promise, to hold on to the promise. Amen. In James chapter 1, verse 12, it says, blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. So blessed is the man that endured temptation, endured hardship as a good soldier. You know, keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't be weary and well doing. Don't fall to now. Don't let your guard down now. But stay the course. Stay focused on the things of him. Let God be God in your life. Let him be your answer. Pray to him. I mean, intercede on behalf of your brothers and sisters. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son. He was willing to offer up his son because he knew there was a promise. No matter what, that it was going to be okay. It was going to be in his favor. You know, he knew that God had him. He knew that God had him. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, it says, blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He chose you and he chose me before the foundation of the world. He knew the promise that he had designed for you and the promise that he had designed for me. He knew our promises. He knew our ups, our downs, our tears, our frowns. He knew our situations. He knew our trials and our tribulations. He knew the days that we would be rejoiced in him. And he knew the day we would be sad. He knew that we would lose loved ones and it would hurt us to our heart. He knew that people would betray us and everything. But yet still, there is a promise. There is a promise, okay? There is a promise. I don't know who I'm talking to. I believe I'm talking to my own self right now, if you don't mind, okay? But there is a promise, you know, that everything will work out for my favor, that everything will work for your favor, for those that love the Lord. He knew. He said, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. We have been adopted to God by Jesus Christ. We are no longer part of this world, but we are ambassadors for Christ. We have been adopted into Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, where he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. The riches of God's grace, y'all. That's who we are. You know, we wasn't born in the Jewish faith, but we have been grafted into the Jewish faith. We have been grafted into the promises of Abraham. We have been grafted into that. You know, we were considered unclean. We were those considered to be Gentiles or be ungodly or whatever. But yet still God's grace and mercy allow his son to come and die for the sins of the whole world, that whosoever may believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We were grafted into him. Okay, something whom we have redeemed through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of grace, wherein he hath abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, and whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory. That's who we are. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is, we are the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom he also trusted after he had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after ye have believed. You were sealed, take that note there, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know, and God promised the thing in the New Testament. I think Jesus would say, can nobody take that which is in his hands away from him. He lost no one except for, Jesus said there was the 12, he lost none except for the son of perdition, which was preordained, which was destined to happen. But he lost none but the family. Once we're in the master's hand, nobody can pluck us out. Nobody, y'all, can pluck us out. Remember 13, in whom he also trusted, and after he have heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, whom he also, after ye believed, he was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. He knew. His promise, y'all, is for us. It's for us, no matter what others may be saying or others may be doing and everything like that. His promise is for us. Don't be weary in well doing. Don't go astray. Don't get tired yet. You know, don't get weary yet. I know that things ain't as great as you want them to be and stuff like that, but hold on. God's promise is near. God is a promise keeper. Amen. God is a promise keeper. He promised to never leave us or forsake us. Amen. God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. So I just want to say to you that just continue to have faith in him. Don't let go of the glory of God. Don't let go. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what the life has been for the last year or 2 years or 6 months. Maybe the husband just left, or maybe the wife left, or maybe the kids are in prison. Or maybe you're going through, they just told you that you got cancer, or maybe someone in your family is very ill, and maybe you just lost your mom, or whatever the case. But I know that God's promise, he's a promise keeper, you know? I know about God's promise that even in your worst situation is that the God is still there with you, that he's still there with you and stuff like that. And in some cases, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, he's even knocking at your door, you know. He's asking to allow you, let him come in and to be with you and you to be with him, that he can show you a more excellent way. He's asking and he's crying and he's speaking to your heart. Even now, so it's stuff like that, God is speaking to you. God desires nothing but the best for you. You know, he said, I know the plans I have for you. You know, if he knows the plans that he has for you, you know, he knows how I expect that he had. Why are we worried? You know, life not going to always be the way that we think, and we're not going to always do and accomplish the things that we are. But we know that in him, when we come to Jesus Christ, in him we believe, in him we trust. We know who he is, and we know that we can trust him. We know that we can believe in him. God, help us, our faith. Help our faith. Help our unbelief. Increases our faith, the measure of faith, so that it may overcome any obstacle that the enemy puts in my path, that we may be reminded that you are with us always. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this broadcast. We give this broadcast to you and pray that you will have your way. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that somebody will be blessed, that someone would know about your love. We pray for those that don't know you. We pray, God, that you will come into the heart today, God, and break up the fallow ground, God, that you will begin to take the stony heart and make the flesh again, God. We pray for those that are losing loved ones day and night. We pray for the wars and the rumors of wars, God. You know everything. You know the final outcome. And we still know that you are a promise keeper, even in the midst of wars and rumors. We pray for those in different lands, not just in Ukraine, but all over the world that are losing loved ones because of hate or because of greed or whatever, God. But we pray, Lord Jesus, that even in the midst of chaos, God, that you will continue to show yourself mighty, that you will continue to show your glory, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. Again, I want to thank you for listening to Friday Night Joy with Christian Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Don't forget about Sunday, amen. We have Pastor Tamika and Pastor Eric with us on Marriage Takeover. Y'all have a blessed afternoon. God bless you. Amen.